Let's now take a quick look at the reassessment additions for both the child, adolescent, and adult. For the reassessments, you will see that the past 12 months prompt was added for psychiatric hospitalizations. Since the reassessment is used for an annual, we want to assess for any hospitalizations that may have taken place in the past 12 months. And as you can also see, we want to identify how many hospitalizations, if applicable, the client has had in the past 12 months. If you take a quick look at the example, no updates was checked off for this particular case. And based on our last state audit, the state would like to see more than an NA should no updates be checked off. So you'll see what was added was a statement verifying the question related to hospitalization was asked. So for example, here you see that client has not had any updates regarding psychiatric hospitalization and reports no hospitalizations in the past 12 months. Next, in addition, you will see that we have the same question in the reassessment that has been included in the full assessment related to additional mental health support. So keep in mind that we are evaluating the need every year. And finally, boxed in red, you'll see the trauma or exposure to trauma. The reassessment now has lifetime or past 12 months prompts included. Please also note that for this example, we did check off no updates. However, we have more than just an NA in the narrative. Here it states that the client denies any trauma or exposure to trauma in the last year, therefore verifying that the question was asked.